Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever.
It's time for Be Local Buzz with Devin. Devin is the publisher and owner of Stroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches magazines. She is also the founder of Raising Relief Foundation and the host of Be Local Buzz on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Now, here's Devin, your community connector.
Hello, everyone, and good afternoon on this beautiful Thursday, and thank you so much for tuning in today, every Thursday on Tan Talk Radio. I got to get right into the show because I have a mover and shaker in the studio right now, and it is the Secretary of Central Park Performing Arts Center. Her name is Sue Osborne, and I know so many people know her and love her. She is here to talk about something very exciting that is happening Saturday night at Central Park Performing Arts Center. And I'm not going to say what it is, but I'm going to give you a little hint by asking a question.
In a masquerade.
You're right. It's a masquerade.
But Sue,
it's
I just
our
have
first
a,
one.
Oh, I have a little trivia for you. I was wondering if you knew this. Bobby, listen up. Do you know how we got the masquerade mask?
Nope.
Bobby?
Do not.
All right. It hides the identity. So it used to be it started with high society. And you have to portray a certain image in high society.
Right.
So the masquerade mask, you can be anyone who, I don't know how they think people aren't going to recognize you, but that's what the myth is, that when you have your masquerade ball and you're still at the gala and you're still in high society all dressed up, but behind the mask, you can pull those shenanigans that you always wanted to get away with. So it really hides the identity and lets you to pretend to be someone else. So
I get it, because it's back then it was like they really thought that everyone was supposed to believe that that was a separate identity.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, so.
Yeah. So I guess I'm going to do more shenanigans on Saturday.
We're counting on
it. Is that possible? I don't know. But Sue, I'm going to let you go right into it. Please tell us where you're from and what the foundation does and what's going on over there.
The foundation is about 26 years old now, and we had a beginning, of course, 26 years ago when the Central Park Performing Arts Center was built, and they realized that no arts organization can exist without support, without community support. You just can't charge enough for tickets and rentals and whatnot to make it feasible. So a group of us got together and formed what is now the Central Park Performing Arts Foundation.
So you said a group of us. So you were part of the
original people.
Oh, wow. No wonder why you're so famous over here.
Well,
that's pretty cool.
It's been
story.
A long time.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, 25 years, 26 years ago when we started, I had no idea that I'd wind up having a grandson who now thinks he owns the place because he's so into theater.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Cool.
So he's just 13, but he's been in 6 shows already over there in the summer camps.
Wow.
You know, and that's one of the things that we're most proud of. We've given more than $500,000 to our children's programming over there, which is some theater shows which are designed specifically for kids so that they can have some culture, they can have some intro to theater without having to pay $90, $120, or whatever to go to the Straz or Ruth Eckert or somewhere where it's way more expensive than our little community theater.
So what about the children that you have actually acting, right? What is your 8 o'clock theater?
Talk about 8 o'clock theater is the resident theater group, but that is adults.
Oh,
They're separate from us. They used to be part of us back in the day, but they split off because they had more opportunities to write grants and things if they were on their own.
Gotcha.
So they're doing better at their own fundraising.
Okay.
So we have children's theater camps, which are from 8, well, actually now it's 9 to 13, and then 13 to 18, 2 different camps in the summer. And we just started, we're in our 3rd year of after-school classes for acting essentials for kids. That's 8 to 13, and then we have another 13 to 18, which is character development, and each of the kids picks a monologue or a soliloquy or something from one of their favorite shows, cool. whatever the show is. We've got a kid doing one from an anime Japanese show, in English, though, I hope. But anyhow, they pick that out. And they're working on that character for the 16-week course, and then they're going to perform it at their graduation, which is in about a month.
Oh, my God, that's so amazing.
They'll be finished those.
So it's a nonprofit.
It's a not-for-profit.
Okay, so talk about the Saturday night and how important it is for fundraisers and people to really get involved in the community to support the arts.
Well, the arts in particular is a pretty important topic in the school systems. The funding is going down and the need is going up.
Right.
You know, so you have to find some way to get these kids introduced to it and involved in it because it has so many benefits to them. They have better reading and math skills. Their SAT scores go up. Even if they attend the theater and they don't even act in it or anything, their scores go up just by attending arts performances. That's from Americans for the Arts. They have tons of studies about the benefits to these kids. And we've put hundreds of kids through the camp, about 700 on scholarship.
Wow.
So that's, and those kids couldn't afford to go.
That's excellent. You know? That's excellent. So when you're talking about this, I can imagine that a child that possibly comes from a broken home or single mom mm-hmm. or whatever the situation yeah. is, it must be very empowering and really raise self-esteem, the program that you provide. Is that?
The kids all comment that it gives them so much more confidence. They're willing to put themselves out there. It teaches them leadership skills, cooperation right. skills, teamwork, compassion. And one of the things that's really important is that it's across socioeconomic strata. I mean, it's and any level kid,
right.
no matter what their parents' income or their situation is, they can have the same opportunity and the same benefits from the program because we provide the scholarships so they can go, just like, you know, just like everybody else. And nobody knows that they're on scholarship.
Right.
You know?
That's amazing.
We don't talk about that or divulge that in any way, so nobody right. knows.
So how does someone that's listening right now or watching, I forgot, hi everyone.
Hello.
How does someone, do they apply or we'll talk about the process to get their child involved.
It's the camps are actually a part of the Largo Park and Recreation and Arts Department.
Okay.
So those are city-run camp programs in the summer. And our after-school classes are also part of that program. So they apply register through the city and it's open now. They can register for the camps now. And we only take about 30 kids in each one, so it's kind of important for them to step up and join if they
okay.
get their kid into it.
So
if they
is
want
there
to.
An interview process, or is it first
nope.
come, first serve?
First come, first serve.
Oh.
Anybody can be in it. The talent school, we do offer talent scholarships as well, and those kids have to prepare an audition, a song, and whatever. Just like they were auditioning to be in a Broadway show.
Cool.
And this year we've changed our older camp to a Broadway review style. So each of the kids are going to pick whatever song from whatever show they want to perform, and I can't wait to see what they pick.
Wow, that's amazing. So if you're just tuning in to Be Local Buzz with Devin on Tan Talk Radio, thank you for that. And we're talking to Sue Osborne. She's a secretary of the Central Park Performing Arts Center, and she's talking about the amazing programs and summer camp that they have for children, 8 to 13, and then 14 to 18. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? And there's also a big masquerade party. I think it's sold out.
It is sold out.
So, well, we're going to make you jealous. So, sorry. You snooze, you lose. But it is going to be an amazing event. And they have fundraisers all the time. And I'm talking high-end fun fundraisers. So can you tell us a little bit about, like, behind the scenes on some cool things that we're going to be able to be part of on Saturday?
Well, we're going to have some special people as greeters, which will be interesting to see. We're roping our kids into doing that. So some of our summer camp kids are going to come
as
some characters that they're interested in. And then, you know, there's going to be masks all over the place, I'm sure. Everybody should have one. And it's a, you know, full-on silent auction, live auction, sit-down dinner,
nice.
Dance band, entertainment, a little schmaltz about, you know, why you should be there and why you should help us send these great kids through the camps year after year. And, you know, some of them, they have gone on to Broadway from our camps.
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing?
They've got, you know, they've gone on to college scholarships in the arts.
That's amazing.
Just from being in our camps and getting their start there.
Will there be any little snippets of them acting or singing?
We had that actually all set up. We were in rehearsal, but of course, you know, this was supposed to happen in October and now it's February. So the kids are all involved in school projects, and so we couldn't get enough kids. So we made a fantastic video. And so actually hear from a bunch of those kids on the screen.
Excellent.
And then we'll have some there live. But we couldn't
get 20-some. Well, you have some people wearing their masks. They might want to do shenanigans and get on stage and do a little
singing. Sure that that's going to happen.
I'm kidding, Bobby. I'm not going to do that. Jeez.
I'll let you know if she does.
You do what makes you happy.
No, that would not make me happy or anyone else says they're happy, because I am not a singer. But, okay, well, Sue, thank you so much for joining us today. And, again, Sue Osborne is from Central Park Performing Arts Center. And one more time, if someone wanted to get their child involved in the summer camps, are still spaces available?
Oh, absolutely. They just opened up. The camps just started registration. And actually, yesterday, it was open to non-Largo residents as well. So anybody in the county can come.
Okay. And one more time, can you tell everyone how they do that?
They go to Largo Park and Rec online, and they can do it online, or they can show up at a Park and Rec center, Southwest or Highland or wherever, any place but the Central Park Performing Arts Center, because they don't do it there for whatever reason, but they don't.
Okay.
And all the other Park and Rec centers.
Those of you who are regulars to our Be Local Buzz with Devin show, you know that every week we talk about my favorite venue, which is Central Park Performing Arts Center. So it is an honor. Right, Bobby, every week. I'm like, all right, let's see what's going on with Central Park Performing Arts Center. So we really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
We love what you do in the community and the great shows. And I think you have some really cool things that I'm going to be talking about today.
We have a circus coming up.
Oh,
circus. It's outside circus in a tent.
Wow. And when you say circus, are there going to be elephants there?
No, just horses and dogs and people, as far as I understand.
Okay.
But we've never had a circus before.
No, that's pretty cool. And don't you have something really cool going on, like Almost ABBA is disco
that's
night?
Tomorrow
night, yeah, disco night.
That's what's holding up our setting up for the gala. Thanks very much, but anyway.
Darn ABBA. And I wanted to talk to you. I don't know, what's going on with ABBA? Is it because it's Valentine's week that all of a sudden everyone's Mamma Mia, ABBA?
I don't know. I have another ABBA event going on tomorrow night. Same time, different place.
So. Yeah, yours is at the Mahaffey Theater. Right. I don't know. I don't know how ABBA can be in two places at once, but we're going to find out. Maybe they're performing some shenanigans that we don't know about. But we're going to say goodbye to Sue Osborne. Sue, I will see you
Thanks
Saturday night.
Thanks so much for having us.
You won't recognize me, of course.
You won't recognize me either, but
yeah, you won't recognize
me. Mine won't last.
All right, well, maybe we'll see each other if we recognize each other. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
And that was Sue Osborne from Central Park Performing Arts Center telling us about the great programs that we do. And this is Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector, every Thursday. So, Bobby, I just want to say, hey, I didn't get to check in with you at first because I had that mover and shaker come in, and she had a busy schedule, so we had to get her out.
Absolutely understandable. We're checked in now.
All right, we're all checked in. Hopefully everyone's out there safe in this beautiful weather and watching us in their office or at home. Thank you for that. We're waving to you right now. And did everyone have a good love week, Valentine's and Galentine's? Did you do anything special?
I mean, it happened.
It happened, All right, well, you're wearing red in your shirt. I guess that counts.
Yeah, that's true. I'm pretty good at that with my uniform here.
Well, I had a wonderful Galentine's. Now, Galentine's is actually an official holiday now. It's February 13th, where girls spend time with their girlfriends. So I had a blast with that. And Valentine's, I got flowers for Mark. Mark was very nice and got me flowers, so... The next thing we have coming up is next week is Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday is on February 21st, which is next Tuesday. And that means Lent starts. For all people that do Lent, it starts, and Lent is actually the 6 weeks before Easter.
So So Wednesday, you give everything up.
Wednesday, you give everything up. And you're never going to believe, and the listeners and my friends are probably never going to believe this is going to come out of my mouth. It's the first time in my life.
Oh, boy.
Guess what I'm giving up for Lent?
What would that be?
Shopping.
What?
I know. Speechless.
Adjust your radios if you're out there.
You'll be dead by day two.
I'm giving up shopping for Lent. I usually give up desserts, but someone said, Devin, the favorite thing you like to do in life is shop. Why don't you give up shopping? And I said, okay. So for 6 weeks, I will not be shopping. The economy in our area will go south. And
that's what will happen.
That's what's going to happen. So if you want to know why, it's because I gave up shopping. And just one interesting fact about Easter this year, it doesn't happen very often, but Orthodox Easter and regular Easter actually falls on the same date this year. Do you know anything
didn't
about that?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
No, it doesn't happen very often, but it's April 9th, so... All right, so we're going to get on to our other guests. We have amazing guests. We always have our hidden gems here. And I want to start out with another car guy.
Driving in my car. It doesn't look much, but I've been far.
And Steve, he is the owner of Resurrection Car Detailing.
Yes, I am.
And Steve detailed my car that is amazing. And I'm going to let him tell you all about it. It is like on the cutting edge of what detailing is. It's not really detailing. It's a coating and all that. I'm going to let Steve talk about his business. But Steve, thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
So tell us, what do you do and how did you get started?
Well, company, Resurrection Auto Detailing, we do a process called a ceramic application. So again, I tell people, I explain it really quick. It's car wax on steroids. I give you a 10-year warranty against any scratch or scuff. It goes on your Carfax, and it takes anywhere from 10 to 15 hours to apply to the vehicle. It takes a couple days maximum. It's all in the process. How about this? Let me give everyone a visual out there. I'm a dermatologist when it comes to your vehicle's paint.
Yes.
Okay? It's the best way to explain it. It's so much more than car wax. So you look in the mirror and everyone sees the imperfections no matter what age you are. You know, you're scarring, you're this, you're that, your blemishes that make you nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I apply the same process when it comes to your vehicle's paint. You have to remove the imperfections out of the paint first before the ceramic is applied. Or that little wrinkle. Yeah, a little 1-inch wrinkle could look like a 5-inch wrinkle. Same thing with the scratch. So it's paint preparation with a buffer and a machine and other chemicals and compounds. But the best part of the service is I come to your home and I do it right at your house.
Yes.
So you see the car transform in front of you. You don't have to be inconvenienced, dropping a car off, making arrangements, all that kind of stuff. And I do it right at your house. So our service comes to your home.
And it's funny because when I met Steve, I was like, no, my car looks... pretty good. No, I really take good care of it. It really looks good. And then Steve looked at it through his detailing car eyes. Okay. And boy, did he show me that the car didn't look good. It had this, what they call spider webbing. And if you want to talk to Steve, he is live on Be Local Buzz with Devin right now. And the number here is 727-441-3000. If you have a question, he doesn't just do cars. He also does boats. So Steve, again, I thought, I'm like, nope, my car looks great. I think I'm good. And then you showed me this webbing. Talk a little bit about that, because all people that own sports cars or take care of their car or whatever, my husband's laughing right now because I'm not that person that does that. However, the people that do that, they think their car looks great, right?
Exactly.
So talk about that.
Well, think of it this way. When you look at your car in the sun today, tomorrow, when you can, you'll see 1,000 circular scratches, continuous scratches in a circular pattern. Think of it like rings on a tree. When you cut a tree in half, you see circle upon circle upon circle. And all this has really nothing to do with what you did wrong. It's they're cheapening paint nowadays. They're thinning the paint out. Mm-hmm. Years and years ago in the 60s and 70s, even before that, there were leads in paints, chemical. and the lead made the paint very durable, very hard, very scratch resistant. And in the mid 80s, they took the leads out of the paint and they went to a water-based paint. So different gorgeous colors came out, but they said, you know what, we can't put leads in the paint. EPA said no more, the fish and pollution and all that. So they went to a thing called clear coat. And then they used to be put five or six layers of clear coat on the car, which was like saran wrap. And now here we are today that they don't put enough layers of clear coat on top of that paint. So now you get that spider webbing look, scratches. Before you apply the ceramic, you have to take the scratches out of the paint because it will magnify those imperfections, that spider webbing, even that much more. And that's what it is. It's paint preparation. So it takes about 8 hours to prepare the paint before you apply the ceramic.
Yeah.
So you do it to the headlights, the taillights, the glass, everything on the car that's hard and non-porous. The ceramic, it comes in a 50 milliliter bottle, a little chemical like this. And
For those of you who, he forgets we're on radio.
Oh, sorry.
So like this means about, it was about 2 inches bottle.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I apologize.
The bottom of your water bottle there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very, very small bottle, 50 milliliter bottle. There you go. And what it does, it creates hardness for the paint, scratch resistance. People call me, they go, hey, the cats can't jump on my hood anymore in the neighborhood. They slide off the car. I have no more scratching on my hood. So you're out there in the morning looking through your window with your cup of coffee and laughing. The neighborhood cat slides off the car. And it's a fantastic product for love bugs. The love bugs in the area burn into the paint. It prevents that etching, that burning into the paint that those bugs commit, that felony on your car. It doesn't burn it.
Well, so speaking of felonies on your car and house and sidewalk and everything, it has to be love bug season right now.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen them yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're certainly all over Harbor Bluff. So if you're a Harbor Bluff resident and you're just getting your magazine, you need to call Steve because it is love bug season right now. So now let me ask you this. Now love bugs are on the car because they are out.
Right.
Hoof, they're out.
Okay, I'm just waiting for the yellow pollen to fall. That's
God.
It's
my
fantastic with pollen
me that
too.
That's already coming. So
yeah, it's fantastic with. So continue.
Yeah,
I interrupted you.
So,
I'm sorry.
What do you do? So now they're on this. You do the cleaning. You get rid of all that stuff, and you bring it down. Right. You bring it down, like you said, and then so after you apply all this, love bugs will just do what?
Right. Love bugs won't burn into the paint. There's an old joke. What's the last thing that goes through a bug's mind before it hits the car? It's rear end. Ba-da-boom. But anyways, when the bug hits, it's easier to wash off. The bug doesn't adhere to the paint, doesn't stick to the paint. It's easy to wash off. Like with anything, the pollen has a hard time sticking to the car with the ceramic application, ceramic coating. So again, car wax on steroids, but any tree sap. Sometimes you get sap from, believe it or not, if you have landscaping at home, large banana plants. They throw this brown type of haze, this sap that comes off the tree, and it's very sticky because that's pure sugar, right? Anything sticky has a very difficult time adhering to the paint. And then the scratch resistance on top of it. And then the durability. I offer people a 10-year warranty against an accidental scratch, scuff. I tell people, you can't drive the car through a brick wall, and you can't bounce a brick off the hood. But anything else, we'll take care of. How about that?
Wow. Now, if you're just tuning in, it's Steve from Resurrection Car Dealing, detailing, the owner of it. And he's just talking about this, like you said, what is this you call it?
Ceramic application, ceramic coating.
On steroids.
Yeah, like
and
a wax
know,
on
I'm
steroids.
I'm a customer, so I can speak for
I did her vehicle, yeah.
Yes, and it's truly amazing, and it always looks great. So, Steve, how does someone get in contact with you, and how does that work? Do they call you, and then you go out, you do a consult? Talk about that process.
All true. Contact me at 727-823-2500. Give me a simple phone call. We schedule time. I come over to the house. I look at the car. I tell you what I see. I'll tell you what the price is going to be. But let me evaluate the paint first. You may not need it. I don't know. But at the same time, here's where the categories it falls into. When you call me and I come look at the car, there's a few categories we do. You buy a brand new car from the dealership. There's nothing on that car at the point of sale. There's no wax. There's nothing on it. There's nothing. They don't have enough time to prepare the car. I do classic cars, your 50s and your 60s throwback cars, all right? What do you call it? And then I do pre-owned cars. Someone has a car a year or 2 years old. They bought something pre-owned at the dealer. Hey, we could take that vehicle and make that pre-owned car first-owned car with our service. Mm. Okay, so there's three or four categories that those are usually the phone calls we get. I just bought a car. I have a new car. I have a classic car. And again, we come to your home and do it right in front of you at your house. So just give me a call, 727-823-2500. And pick up the phone, and we'll be out there within 2 days, and we'll take a look at the car. We'll go from there. We'll figure a plan out for you.
And talk about convenience. I mean, like Steve said, he comes right to your house and does this. It takes 2 days. But to be honest with you, I didn't stay at my house. I left, and Steve did his thing, and it was a wonderful thing. So you don't have to worry about, right, getting dropped off, and then I got to go pick it up, and I got to get someone to pick me up, and all this kind of stuff that really is an inconvenience when you're dropping a car off somewhere. But to have Steve come to your house, he's so neat. So quiet, I didn't even really know he was there.
I just work, that's
it. Yeah, you just work. And it was such an amazing experience that I definitely give
you
5-star. If there was such thing as a 6-star rating, you would definitely get that. But, I mean, it was really quite a unique and a wonderful experience. And we're still, and I don't know, you did my car like a year ago, I think
yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it still looks fabulous. So talk about the value it brings, or it goes on Carfax or something cool like that.
Well, the value it brings to the car at this, at the point of trade-in. You've added value to the car. Once they know you have ceramic on the vehicle, it really just helps in regards in the trade in that car. And they see the presentation of the vehicle, because usually dealerships, they get some beat up trade-in cars just to, you know, keep it simple. They go, God, what did you do to this car? But when you have a 10 or 12 year old car, a 5-year old car, name the age, and they know the ceramic is on the car, the muscle in the whole product is this. The muscle in the marketing is this, of this product. It goes on Carfax, and everyone knows what Carfax is. It's validation of the history of the car, you know, the maintenance of the car, things of that nature. And Carfax brings a lot of muscle and value to any vehicle.
Right.
Okay? The mileage of the car, things of that nature. So just knowing that the car was taken care of from the get-go, because what attracts you to the car? The initial appearance.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yep, Bobby, did you say we have a phone call?
You've got your Mark call of the day.
Oh, okay. Hello, and welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin. Who do I have on the line?
It's me. Just calling in.
Oh.
I don't usually call in, but I had to call in for Steve, because he does an amazing job, and I just want to tell
him.
I've been trying to call in for like a week. Good. Thanks, Steve. I need to have my other car done now. It's a desperate need.
Sign me up.
So let's talk about that for a second. So Steve, help us out. Mark, tell him what's going on with the paint and see if it's something that he can help us with.
Yeah, we've got one spot. I mean, Devin leaves his car out in the. I mean, her car's like a.
I didn't say it was on fingers.
Oh my God, Steve!
Let's not.
The inside is. She's never been to a car wash.
Oh.
She has no idea how to get a car wash. It's like stressful for her to sit in the car and go through a car wash.
Okay.
Oh
so
my.
Her Audi.
So what's the diagnosis? Okay, here we go.
So behind the convertible top,
yeah,
is a little strip.
Okay.
And I think the clear coat's coming off.
Okay.
It's starting to get not faded. It's not peeling or anything. It's just faded.
Okay.
And the car's just dull. You saw it when you did the Porsche. But
all right.
This one needs to go.
Okay.
To get done.
Okay. Well, usually
the thing I want to talk about too is it's not just the paint job. You do everything. You do the black trim. The headlights, the glass, everything gets treated.
Thank you. Everything's got to match, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's like buying a new pair of shoelaces. You don't put it into a dirty shoe, right? You got to clean the shoe or get a new shoe. So you got to do everything. Everything comes together, the wheels, the glass, the headlights, and the paint. Absolutely, and the trim.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, now she thinks she doesn't have to go to the car wash.
All right. Hello.
Put a coating on it.
All right.
I'll go wash it real quick. Just.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks for calling in and giving Steve
I'm
a
not done.
5-star. Well,
thank you. Okay, continue, Mark.
Absolutely. I got more to talk about. You should be inside, Steve. Oh my God, you can barely fit in
chocolate.
So
there's chocolate melting on the leather.
Bobby, I don't know what happened.
Bottles.
We just lost our caller. Thank you for calling in, and that
she thinks
was it.
Is a recycle bin.
Gasoline and a match.
Goodbye, Mark. Yes, if you're just tuning in, it's Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector, here with Steve, the owner of Resurrection Car Detailing. And we just had Mark call in to give him a 5-star review, and then, of course, he had to talk about my bad habits, but that's what my snarky Greek husband does. All right, so Steve, one more thing. Tell us, like, how you got involved with this.
I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I moved down here 3 years ago. And before that time, Cleveland, everyone knows Cleveland. Any type of northern climate, winter, salt, slush, muck, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And my dad had a car lot many years ago when I was a kid. And I had to do all the dirty work, of course. And then that developed after I graduated from college. I kept doing it. And I worked at a Porsche Audi dealership for 13 years in Cleveland. And I had a crew of 12 guys. And we had 500-600 cars a month. And it was like an assembly line.
Wow.
And I just stayed with it. I graduated from college. My Sicilian father would joke with me, goes to college, Joan, look, now he washes cars. Me. That was the joke in the family, you know. And I just stayed with it. And the appeal to the whole work is it's about a before and after. That's it. It's not forensic accounting. On line 7, I saved you money. No, just open your eyes. You see the difference.
Yeah.
You see it automatically. There's nothing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, you just see it automatically. So that's the passion that I have with it. When someone sits back and goes, what I saw the car 24 hours ago and I see it now, I never knew you could restore paint like that. It's a paint restoration process. It's a dermatology, I explained to you.
Yeah.
It's not a can of wax and walk away that you buy at your local, you know, auto parts store. You have to run a machine, a buffer, things of that nature. That's how I got into it, basically.
Excellent. So again, if you're hearing a business owner on this show, they have been vetted. They are come highly recommended, and they're part of our network, the Stroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches magazines, which we are very selective on who we partner with. So again, if you hear them on the show, give them a call. We search to find the best businesses out there. So Steve, we're going to get back to you, but I want to get on to our other guests. How, again, does someone get in contact with you? Besides looking in your Stroll Harbor Bluffs or your StrollHarborBluffs.com website.
Okay. You can get in contact with me at 727-823-2500. I'll even give you my personal cell phone number. How about that for everybody? 440-227-9097. You can find me on Facebook, Resurrection Auto Detailing, LLC, because I am Florida licensed and I have insurance and I'm bonded. And you can find me on Instagram, at Resurrection Auto, and you'll see all my work.
Which is absolutely beautiful. So thank you, Steve. Hold that thought. Our next guest, I mean, doesn't really need an introduction. I've had like the rock stars on this show today. Do we have a little...
Definitely played that song a lot.
Uh-huh. And the reason why we're playing that, Bobby, do you know why?
I do not yet, but you're going to tell me.
Because
I do know why you're playing. Yes, yes. I thought there was like some event tied to it.
Well, probably. He's DJ Hoof. DJ Hoof is the number one DJ in Pinellas, if not, I mean, I'm sure all over Florida.
All Tampa Bay, right?
Yeah, I was going to say all Tampa Bay. So, DJ, thanks so much for being with us today.
Great to be here. Awesome to be here.
So, I don't know, you're always on the go doing some parties or events. So, how did you get involved? And you have your own business. It's just so amazing to watch and follow you. And it's an honor to have you as part of our network. So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I got into DJing a couple of ways. The first one was I heard mixing for the first time, which is we blend two records together and everything's on beat and it's a seamless flow. I heard that on the radio for the first time in St. Louis when I was like 10 years old, and I go, holy crap, that's awesome, I got to do that.
Wow.
And back in those days, this was the 90s, there was no YouTube, and I was in a little, only went to St. Louis a few times a year. I was in some little podunk town. We didn't have anybody to teach me. Didn't have YouTube videos to. Right. Nowadays, you can just look up YouTube videos how to do that stuff. So I had to I just heard him on the radio say, hey, we're live from this club on the turntables. And in this age of everyone buying CDs, they're saying, so I got to buy records? Okay.
Yeah. Well, some of us used to buy 45s. Do you know what those are?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a t-shirt that has the little yellow 45, the little adapter you stick in the middle of it.
Yeah.
There's a cart machine in the lobby, so we're not that far off.
Okay, there we go. So I have wondered, so when you say, I always watch that on shows or whatever, do you actually do that with the records? And for those of you who are like watching me or can't see me, I'm actually moving my hands. Do you actually do that on records back in the day? I know you don't do that right now, but...
Well, I still use a turntable that has an actual record on it, but it's a control, what they call a control vinyl, and it manipulates the WAV file on the computer the same way as if it was a vinyl record. So,
yeah.
Blow my mind away.
So, it's like still using the vinyl, which is what I learned on, but without having to carry all those things around. I definitely do not miss that.
Yeah. How cool. So, how long have you been in the business doing this? I mean, you said you were at an interest since you were 10. So, talk to us about your history and how you started your own, and who'd you work for, and how'd you go off on your own?
And it's been over 20 years, and one of the other reasons I got into, well, I guess, the mobile DJ business is, and having my own system and going around and doing parties, was I didn't think the DJs were any good at my high school dances, and I'm like, I can do better than this.
I like it.
So my graduation money, I bought some equipment, and I ended up doing my high school for 7 years after that.
Oh my God, how cool.
And of course, a lot of other high schools. And I went to college and they spin records. So.
Well, that's not true. He's being humble and modest. He's an entrepreneur and a business owner.
Right.
So you went to college and you're a business person and you're just doing what your passion is about.
Yeah, well, I did major in business in college, actually. But the whole program was climbing the corporate ladder, you know, get a job at I want to say Morgan Stanley, but that's not Raymond James. You know, get a job at Raymond James and climb the ladder. That's what I was geared towards. And I had one class in entrepreneurship my last year there, and I was like, that was the only class out of all of them that really spoke to me, and that I even did well in. So,
that's so cool.
So it's kind of, but also going to college, I did a lot of fraternity sorority parties.
Oh yeah.
And then when we graduated, they all started calling me to do their weddings, which kind of surprised me a little bit. The fraternity sorority party is obviously not the formality of a wedding. You know, I guess some weddings can still be crazy drunken parties, but it's still a little, you know, I think a little bit higher level of professionalism is expected. I'm going to put it that way.
Well, I get that. I like the behind the scenes scoop stuff. Okay. So if you're tuning in ready, we're going to get some poop scoop over here. And this is Be Local Buzz with Devin, who likes to get some scoop. We got DJ Hoof here, who has been doing this DJ for a lot. 20 years, did you say?
Yeah, like
that's
over
amazing.
20 years.
And he plays. Used to play at fraternity. Do you still play at fraternity parties?
I would like to get back into that.
Okay.
I don't know if there. I know we got colleges, obviously, in Tampa Bay, but I know the local, like St. Pete College and stuff, they don't really have fraternities. Maybe USF does. So if anybody's got that connection, I'd be glad to.
So what is the most wildest and crazy thing that you saw as a DJ? And Bobby, I think his kid's going to be safe to be able to say whatever he's going to say. What would you say?
No, I was just going to say probably stuff that I can't really talk about on the radio.
Darn, I hate those stories that you can't talk about on the radio. All right. So how did you go off on your own?
Well, it was really from the beginning. You know, I got jobs in radio, which was kind of separate from the mobile DJing. I would work at radio stations because I always loved that too, being a radio host. But from getting out of high school, I didn't work for another mobile company. Like I said, the ones I thought our local guy sucked. So I was like, well, I'm not going to go work for them. I'm going to go compete against them. So.
I love it.
That's what I did. And
so how long have you been on your own?
Well, on and off the whole time. I always thought after graduating college that I needed a real job too, you know, so I tried like insurance and retail and mortgages and hated all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for the past 10 years, I've been doing nothing but this, and there's no other, I'm not going back now. So,
well, DJ Hoof is amazing. He's actually has been kind enough to do a sponsor for our Denim and Diamonds fundraiser, which is for Raising Relief Foundation. And you play at F45 every Saturday.
Yep.
Spin to play or spin. We spin, right? Do we spin?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we spin. And then talk about other things that you do and how someone can actually hire you for private parties or whatever and how they can get in contact with you.
Well, another thing that I'm still great at, even though I'm 20 years beyond high school, I'm still great at doing high school and even as far back as elementary school functions. I've got the level 2 clearance, which means you don't grope the kids and all that,
right.
Those kind of things. And it's I don't know what it is, but I somehow still resonate with them, and I do well with the music. One of the last high schools I did back in December, they said the kids have, I'd never been there before, and the kids had always, they said the kids always complain every year about the music. They always complain about it. This year they raved about it, and they said this is the first time, the teacher at the end told me this is the first time that no one's complained about the music. And
I guess you'll be going back next year.
Yeah, actually I'm going back there in April, so.
Awesome. Okay, so you do high schools, you do colleges. I know I've seen you at private parties. My girlfriend had a private party, great Christmas party.
Yeah,
we did. You were out there by the pool, so you do private parties.
Do private parties, like that was in the backyard of your friend's house.
Yeah.
So I can do it there, and we can have people do an electric slide and fall in the pool.
Yeah.
It didn't happen there, but I was
Bob, I did not do that. All right, just
I think we all need right, to, if someone just, calls
we need
says
to stage that because that would be a funny Instagram video. You know?
Yeah, maybe we should stage it. Next year we're going to stage it. She'll get you again next year. So we'll stage it. Let's do that. I won't be the one jumping in the pool, but maybe we can have Mark.
I mean, I'd do it. I don't
care. Yeah, you would do it. I'll spin and you jump in the pool and electric slide. Weddings.
Weddings,
graduations.
I do weddings as well. Graduations, I've done all those things. Like I said, I went from fraternity and sorority parties into weddings everybody graduating. Hey, we had them at our sorority party. Let's call them for my wedding. So I've heard some things recently. I really tailor everything to what you're looking for. So I say if you're looking for a dream wedding, one of the coolest things someone's ever said to me was a bride came up after the wedding and reception said, I was looking for the dream wedding and you made it happen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because so, actually it was a radio personality talking about her wedding here recently, and she said, we only wanted the first dance to be a minute and a half. That's it. We didn't want like a full 4-minute song. Now the DJ played the whole freaking song. I'm like, that's not going to happen. If you get me to do that, I'm going to make sure it's only a minute and a half, and I'll even make a special edit so that you get the beginning and the end, and it sounds like it was only supposed to be a minute and a half long.
And that, I think, is what separates. So we're talking to DJ Hoof on Be Local Buzz with Devin on Thursdays on Tan Talk Radio. And I can vouch for DJ. All right, so it's Hoof. And so if you're looking for him, it's H-O-O-F. He would set you aside from other people and other DJs and other companies is he listens. He researches. He does his homework. And you make sure that the expectation or the dream of what someone wants happens. For example, when I was planning Denim and Diamonds, he said, this is what kind of songs you want, what do you da-da-da-da-da-da, how long, when do you want the break? I mean, it was, to a T, absolutely perfect. So I think that is what really separates you. You don't go and just do your own thing.
No, you can't really. It's not just what I want to hear all night long. It's, even though I like a lot of different music, so I have fun with a lot of it, but I guess it's that attention to detail, because I was at a fraternity brother's wedding where I was a groomsman, so I obviously was not the DJ for that wedding.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there eating, it's after dinner, and the DJ's playing, and one of my other groomsmen says, yeah, you're better than this guy. And he was playing Brick House at the time. Everybody knows that song. Yeah. And I was like, well, you know what? He's playing Brick House. I'd probably be playing Brick House right now if it was me, because that song always gets people, like, it gets no matter what the crowd is, that song will get people up and dancing, and that's obviously what, that's my goal. And you look out on the dance floor, and if people are clearing off, it's like, okay, you got to change it up, get out of this, do something else. So,
well, like I said, every time I see your stuff on Instagram, and you do a lot of bar stuff, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, but every time I see you on Instagram or just at events that I happen to just be at that you're there, everyone is on the dance floor having a great time. And what I also like about you is you listen to the audience too. You know, if someone comes up for requests, I know I'm always that person, but you always play the song, and you're very tentative to the entire event. And I think that is just a really hats off, and it really attention to detail, like you said, sets you apart from everyone else. So if you're looking for a DJ and you want the best, of course it's DJ Hoof right here on Be Local Buzz with Devin, and also in our Stroll Harbor Bluffs magazine and strollharborbluffs.com. So talk about, I mean, I'm looking in the magazine right now, and I see some pretty cool event going on, what, tomorrow night?
Yeah,
at Mahaffey?
So you have that event in here? Yeah, it's, well, the ABBA thing, this is ABBA Mania, I think, is the name of the group. So they're an ABBA tribute band, is what I gather from this, and so they're having a little pre-party before the concert, and I'm spending the pre-party for 2 hours before the show. We have a special Mamma Mia drink.
Oh.
I just posted on my IG. They sent the picture of it today, so it tells you what's in it. I don't know off the top of my head, but it looks like good. It'll be fun, and we'll play a lot of disco tunes, but I won't be playing any ABBA because you'll be hearing ABBA in the
right.
show.
So. See, again, attention to detail. I'm already thinking you're going to play all ABBA, so that's a good thing. So, again, now, do you think the Mahaffey Theater, who is so well-known and holds, you know, such a great venue, it's been around forever, if they didn't want the best, DJ Hoof is going to be the DJ playing there. Yeah. Like, that is so cool. That is just amazing. And he's always at these big events. So if someone wants to book a party with you, what is the best way to do it? So it could be a business owner, right, going to their businesses, or it could be a resident having a party, correct?
Yep, either way. DJHoof.com. I've got, you can check your availability there, kind of put in some info about your event, and I can get you a quote that way, or you can just give me a call, 813-465-4567, and we'll work up a customized sound and lighting system to fit your event, and of course, music to fit your event and everything else.
Right. So do you find that events mostly are on weekends? Like, what, is that fill up first?
Yeah, weekends are the, no, obviously, like, so Monday is my weekend.
Okay,
So for now, I've got a regular Monday gig, so.
Oh, so no weekends, no more days off for you.
So yeah, weekends are obviously the most popular time, and then, but I'm obviously willing to do anything on a weekday and do quite a bit of things on the weekdays, too.
Okay, so if there's one takeaway you want our listeners to know about you, what is it?
The music sounds better with Hoof.
Oh.
I'm in.
That's my tagline.
I love it, and you're so fun. You are so fun and entertaining. So thank you so much for being on the show today. One more time, I just want to go over to Steve.
Yes.
So if you miss Steve, you can always go on Facebook, Tan Talk Radio, WTAN, on their Facebook, because this is actually a live show. But if you're missing it, or if you missed half of it, or you're just getting on, you can go and watch the show and hear from all our guests from start to finish. And you can even hear Bobby, right, Bobby?
You could, for a little while.
Yeah, was that, am I correct? It's Tan Talk WTAN?
Yes, so on the Facebook Live, yes, it'd be Tan Talk Radio Network on Facebook. And they're there forever, basically. So you can go back to all of them, and then on the podcast page, you'll go to tantalknetwork.com, click on the podcast page, find Be Local Buzz, and hear all the shows, and those you can start, stop, do whatever you want, and even download.
And we even got our own little tab. Wow.
Your own tab, yep.
Yes. Okay, Steve, take it away. Tell them who you are, what you do, the name of your company, and how they get in contact with you.
Resurrection Auto Detailing. My name is Steve, the owner. I do professional ceramic applications, which is like a car wax on steroids. How about that? I'm a dermatologist for the skin of your car. My number is 727-823-2500. Facebook, Resurrection Auto Detailing, LLC. and on Instagram at Resurrection Auto.
Excellent. And then we had earlier, she had to scoot out because she's got a big gala to plan. We had Sue Osborne here. She is the secretary of the Central Park Performing Arts Center that actually does some really amazing things for kids camps for people that want to get into the arts. And it's from 8 to 13 are the ages and 14 to 18. And you can go on the Largo Recreation site to see the availability to get their your kids into the camp. And they say first come, first serve, and they only have 30 slots, and they just opened yesterday. So get on the computer after this show and sign up your kid for camp. And DJ Hoof, take it away.
All right, so again, djhoof.com or 813-465-4567. Phone number's nice numerical. Or on the socials at DJ Hoof.
Awesome. So you tell again everyone what you're doing tomorrow night. Are there tickets available? Is it sold out? Private party? What's going on?
I believe there's still tickets available, and you get tickets to the show. You're available to come to the pre-party. We're going to have a contest. You got to dress up, and you should dress up in disco gear because we're going to have a little contest in the best dress. I think we have like four seating upgrades. We'll put you in the front row.
Oh, Mark, I hope my snarky Greek husband who had to call in and do a little like Devin bashing is still listening, because I think this is something that I would like to go to tomorrow night. So maybe you'll see us there.
Oh, great.
Okay. Awesome. So I'm going to talk about some other events that are coming up this weekend. First of all, tonight it is at Coastal Market 607, also one of our other favorites, on Clearwater Largo Road in Largo. It is going to be Cocktails and Conversation. It's going to be with Molly from Prudential, a financial planner, and it's about real talk about women and investing. And I know there's a lot of people that are going to be there. It's a great place, a great store, and that is tonight from 6 to 8 at Coastal Market 607. Also on our agenda, we have, as we talked about, a Central Park Performing Arts Center tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So if you're not at the Mahaffey, go to the Central Park Performing Arts Center. They're also having disco night with ABBA. And what the heck's going on with ABBA?
There must be a lot of ABBA tributes out there. Or is ABBA, is the actual group ABBA still
going around? Well, no, almost ABBA.
Yeah.
But is it because it's Valentine's Week?
I would say so.
Is that what it is? Is ABBA like the love band? I don't know. I'm a Guns N' Roses kind of girl, so I don't know.
I don't think I wouldn't consider them a love band. I don't know.
Well, it's just weird.
Disco,
don't you think it's
back
weird?
In the disco days, it's very weird that there's two ABBA events on the same night.
Yes, exactly. And then let's see, Dancing with the Stars is February 18th, Ruth Eckert Hall. So if you didn't get tickets to the amazing masquerade ball that is happening at Central Park Performing Arts Center, go see Dancing with the Stars at Ruth Eckert Hall. Oh, Staying Alive. Oh, cool. How cool is that? Ruth Eckert Hall, February 19th, which is Sunday at 1 o'clock. Oh, Deep Purple. Did you know Deep Purple's coming in the Mahaffey Theater?
That'd be a cool show. I need to get him to hook me up with that.
February 20th. Well, get me hooked up with that. Deep Purple, February 20th at 8 p.m. Get us all hooked up for Deep Purple. I remember Deep Purple. So, and we have the Beach Boys on February 22nd at Ruth Eckert Hall. So a lot of great shows coming up. Follow DJ Hoof. Definitely go get your car boat done with Steve. And again, please come next Thursday. It would be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector, and Bobby on Tan Talk Radio from 4 to 5. Thank you.
Just letting it all hang out. She's a friend. House. I like Lady Stack. That's a fact. Ain't holding up. This is how the story goes. She knows she's got everything that a woman needs to get a man. Yeah, yeah. How can she lose with the suit she used? 36, 24, 36. What a winning hand, 'cause she's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty. Just letting it all hang out.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.